Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for accommodating my schedule. I am an elected official, and I have a budget meeting at 6:30 in Bristol. As a resident of New Hampton, and I'm speaking personally as a resident, not as an elected official, I support Northern Pass because I believe it will bring reliable, low-cost power that is much needed to our region today and tomorrow. The Northern Pass project will bring 1,200 jobs to our state, and for someone who may be out of work, one of those jobs would not be sneezed at for being for only a couple of years. Many communities will benefit from substantial property tax relief that would be lost to state revenue coffers and their spending if this project is done on state lands, as some suggest, rather than on private lands. The doomsday scenario you hear from the diehard opponents are just that, a lot of over-exaggerated claims that are meant to scare people and draw a link between power lines and tourism and property values. These opponents don't want anyone to know that we already have a DC power line running through New Hampshire since 1986, and it had not devastated tourism, nor property values, or New Hampshire's special characteristics. In fact, this existing DC power line runs very close to where we are tonight, in the heart of the Plymouth-Rumney Newfound Lake tourism area. Opponents who are trying to kill the project are emphasizing that this line must be buried the entire length, as if they'd support it under those conditions. They are calling for more studies when they already know that our state legislature set up a commission about a year ago to determine whether underground was feasible. The 361 Commission, through all of the testimony from industry experts and others, came to the conclusion that putting the line underground is extremely complicated because of limited technology, harsh terrain, and environmental and cost issues. Opponents are falsely stating that other states are already putting DC lines underground. The truth is these projects they refer to in New York and Maine are currently only concept and nothing has been built. When it comes to innovative energy solutions, I support lots of options, but I find it extremely ironic that the groups shouting most loudly for putting these lines underground are the very same groups that helped put the wind turbines on top of New Hampshire mountains, 3 to 4 times the height of the Northern Pass project, right in the heart of some of our most important tourism areas. In fact, the 24 Groton wind turbines that are spinning above us, not far from this room, were enabled by the Society for the Protections of New Hampshire Forests. If not for the Forest Society, the Spanish wind farm developer, a private landowner in the state striking a deal on a conservation easement as part of the mitigation package, those wind turbines wouldn't be here. I have a close friend who has 3 of them behind her house, and she hears a constant womp, womp, womp. And to say nothing of the birds or eagles that have been devastated and slaughtered. It's hypocrisy, and thank you very much.